Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Sports Update. NCAA Hoop Madness right around the corner. A busy, very busy night in the association tonight. We got 9 games on the schedule. Let's go through the betting board. Detroit, they're a 5-point favorite at Cleveland. Total 210 there. Utah laying 5.5 at the Washington Wizards. 227.5 is your over-under. We have Denver and Boston, a good one there. Celtics, they're laying 3.5. 221 is your total. Knicks and the Toronto Raptors. Raptors minus 11.5. 213.5. Golden State minus 2.5. San Antonio, 226 is your total. Miami taking on Oklahoma City Thunder minus 5.5. 211.5 there. We got New Orleans and Dallas. The Mavericks, they're laying 5, 232.5. Chicago traveling to Phoenix. The Suns a minus 1.5. Small favorite there at 227. And Indiana at Portland. Blazers laying 4.5. 212.5 is your total. We got, finally, the selection committee. We lots have 3 seeds from the ACC as 1 seeds in the NCAA hoop tournament. We have Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, and Gonzaga. They round out the top seeds from the NCAA hoop tournament selection show. The Duke Blue Devils are the betting favorite right now to win it all at only 2-1. Duke was 29-5. They won the ACC tournament with 3 straight wins for their 15th conference title. Taking a look at the betting board, Gonzaga is the second choice right now at 5-1. North Carolina listed at 6-1. So my buddy Morenci, you're 14-1. That looks nice. Great price you got at the FanDuel Sportsbook at 14-1 for UNC. They're down to 6-1 after the show. And Virginia, my team, 8-1. They have a tougher road. NCAA college basketball tonight. Quinnipiac takes on the NGIT. That's a 7:00 start tonight. We have the play-in games from Dayton, Ohio, starting on Tuesday night. Here's how the sketch shakes down at 6:40 p.m. Fairleigh Dickinson laying 1.5 to Prairie View A&M. The total in this basketball game, 149. The late game at 9:10, a very good play-in game. Belmont minus 3.5 against the Temple Owls, 155.5. Wednesday night, North Dakota State taking on NC Central, total 135 there. And Arizona State, a 1-point favorite against St. John's. Interesting matchup there, 152.5. In the MLB, the season getting started soon, and when the Mariners take the field at the Tokyo Dome on Wednesday, a familiar face will be in Seattle's lineup. Mariners manager Scott Service confirming Ichiro Suzuki will start for the Oakland A's. Wednesday's game is the first of the 2019 regular season, and it'll be followed by a second between the two clubs. That goes on Thursday. The 45-year-old Ichiro will retire at the end of the series. He's played 27 years in pro baseball in America and Japan and combined for 4,367 hits, the most by any player. And as a North American player, he's appeared in 10 All-Star games, won 10 Gold Gloves, and he's a huge league MVP and Rookie of the Year in 2001. A great season for him. The Blue Jays also going to enforce a pregame clubhouse curfew for video game players before the 2019 campaign. It's a big story. Fortnite, a real hot topic. As mentioned in a story today, Carlos Santana said during a 7-game losing streak by the Phillies, he walked into the clubhouse, saw the guys playing the game, and smashed the TV. No more Fortnite for him. He said he was done with the game, and he was really pissed off when people were playing it all the time. 4 in the National Hockey League tonight, Arizona at Tampa Bay, huge favorites, Lightning minus 286.5, Vancouver taking on the Chicago Blackhawks, they're still alive, Chicago laying 240, big total 6.5 there, Winnipeg laying 180 to the Kings, total 6, and a great one out west, San Jose taking on Vegas, SJ Sharkey, the host, laying minus 180, the over-under in this hockey game is 6.5. Hey guys, it's a great Monday. Hey, we're on YouTube. We're gonna have a lot of fun today. The Daily Roto guys will drop by and break down this 9-game NBA board. We got lots of decisions to make on the DFS card. We'll talk a little college hoops, NCAA tournament, NIT tournament, NBA, NHL, anything on the betting board. Mike Blewett, big man on campus, and my boy himself, Gabe Berezzi. He's the host of Red Heat and Rage. So stick around, everybody. It's Red Heat and Rage on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Take it away, Yang.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions, Red Heat and Radio. I am Gabe Berezzi, Smoky Town, in our Weehawken studios. Meanwhile, the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart in Toronto, Ontario. This evening. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Morenci? No, I was very excited for you. Do you like the new look, Gabe? I picked up some posters at Walmart. Fresh look.
Yeah, looking solid. Sounding good, Cam. Sounding good. Toronto Maple Leafs representing.
as Cam Studio has been furnished by Walmart. Patsy,
cheap posters.
You can get anything you need, man. You can get you can pick up at Walmart. Clothes, food,
shoes,
sports memorabilia, meats, bacon, alcohol.
Yes, yeah, not at our Walmart, but at yours. Yes, at your Walmart, you will have alcohol. Not at ours, but you're right, Gabe. I got everything I needed to get there, and not bad. They had a 2-for-1 deal. I got an NHL helmet poster, a Leaf poster. I found a Richard Sherman jersey in my closet. And Bob's your uncle. We're here. Got to tell you, though, still a little bit disappointed from the weekend. You had John Rahm. I got in him at 25-1, and this guy put one in the drink there in one of the worst decisions I've seen. I actually thought we were going to win the tournament and, $1,000, Morenci, but that's just another Sunday on the PGA Tour. Disappointment.
Yeah, it's been up and down the last couple of days. I ended the weekend strong last night, at least, with a couple of Alliance football wins. I believe the count is now at 253, Cam. It's gone
nice.
Up. It's gone down.
Nice.
It started at 250. When I left that St. John's game on Thursday night, it was 57. And without topping out or without, pay-safing it, there was no walk of shame. I figured, you know what? We got to battle. We've got to battle our way through this. We've got to find a way to build this account back up. And there were a couple of blemishes, a couple of drunken picks on Saturday night. But when it's all said and done, we're right back. So we're $3 in profit right now, Cam. We're at the 253 mark. And as you mentioned, we've got a basketball game tonight, college basketball, with Quinnipiac taking on Engine. And New Jersey Institute of Technology, this game is being played in Newark tonight. And the fact that I saw New Jersey Institute of Technology tweet out after the Michigan State Spartans beat Michigan yesterday, it says, we have something in common with Michigan State. We remain undefeated against Michigan this year. It's like, yeah, really, guys. All right. You beat Michigan in, like, one of the first games of the year, like, 2 or 3 years ago, and you're still tweeting about it? Just because of this, I think I'm taking Quinnipiac.
Oh, out of spite.
Yeah.
out of spite.
Enchit screwed me last week anyways. It's not like, they never lose. Quinnipiac, they've got that dude that scored like 58 points or something like that, too. You remember earlier this year that kid went off? Smith,
yep,
Jones,
I
don't know. Whatever. Yeah. So we'll take a look at that game. Big Man on Campus will join us. We'll talk college basketball. Mike Blewett will join us. We'll talk college basketball. The Daily Roto crew will join us. We'll talk NBA DFS as the brackets are now set, Cam. The brackets are now set. I'm holding on to my North Carolina Tar Heel ticket right here.
Great ticket. And I was telling you during the update, that line has gone in all the sports books, even the offshores. You got it at 14. I'm seeing 5.5. The best I saw was 6. I added it to the lineup. North Carolina has a smooth path. Them and Duke got a really nice path, brother. I like where you're going with this. I think you might get excited come tournament time at the end of the tournament with some money in your hand.
Well, I think, it was some smart gambling here. 14 to what? It's like SCTV. Would you like some pancakes?
Weir.
You like some pancakes? You want some winners? We got winners. Yeah, great odds. North Carolina Tar Heels, 14 to 1, baby. Maybe 14 to 1.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Launch on YouTube this afternoon as well, so we welcome everyone watching on YouTube video format. I am Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down to Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart, Mike Blewett, Big Man on Campus, and the mystery Daily Roto guest of the day today. So the March Madness brackets have been set. We'll take a look at the props. We'll take a look at the odds like we did this morning. But I'm starting to consider what other teams I'm going to pull the trigger on. I already have a piece. I put $100 on North Carolina about 10 days ago or so. These guys were on a freaking tear, and I noticed the number at 14-1. I'm thinking 14-1. These guys should be 5-1. They should be 4-1. Like put it this way. They beat Duke twice. Ooh, without Zion Williamson. Whatever. Duke had Zion Williamson the other night. They won by 1 point. All right? So North Carolina and Duke are as evenly matched teams as possible. Like, as evenly matched. Like, they play each other, it'll come down to the wire again. Doesn't matter who's there, all right? Doesn't matter who's on what side. That's just the way that is. Yet Duke are plus 220, Cam, and North Carolina are plus 1,400. Are you kidding me?
I know. That's the thing.
What am I missing on this?
Beat Duke.
I
was like, no, you're not missing anything. They could have beat Duke. You saw the game, too. Duke scored late. It took a missed shot and a putback. North Carolina was hanging around in that game the whole time. I think they're a damn good team. I like the guys on it. Yeah, 14-1. I'm looking at Duke at 2-1, Gabe. 2-1 or plus 220. Yeah, the best you're going to find is plus 250. And what? You're getting like 10 points of value more than that? I think it's absolutely insane. You got a great ticket there and a perfect hedge opportunity because you got the Tar Heels at that kind of price. That's what I'm saying. Say they go deep, buddy, then you can start to really feel it. I love that bet.
I expect them to go deep, and I expect this to be a blue blood Final Four. And I'm looking at some of the props that FanDuel has posted, and there's a prop. How many one seeds are going to make it to the Final Four? You know, exactly one seed plus 175. That's not happening. Like Duke, North Carolina, Gonzaga, and Virginia aren't all getting bounced. So two of them, three of them. And son of a bitch, that's what I get for tweeting this out before playing it. It was just plus 410. I tweeted out, yeah, I like this over at FanDuel, plus 410, exactly three seeds to make the Final Four. It's plus 275 now. Man,
that's
I don't
not
like
good
it
enough.
Anymore.
No, yeah. not at that price.
God,
too many things can happen. Too many things can happen at that price, too. 4-1, I'd take it, but... I'll tell you, no.
All right, wait.
I think two out of the four get there. I think I'm really worried about Virginia. Their path is a hell of a lot harder.
You should be.
I got futures on them. I'm gonna burn them. Gonzaga, yeah, I am. I'm pissed actually. I look at the draw compared to other teams. Gonzaga, what do we see from them? They lose to St. Mary's in their conference tournament. Well, they're still good, but I think two teams go out of the four. I'm not even sure if three can get there. Probably UNC and probably Duke.
You know what? I'm going to go with the three, Cam. I really do. And we're going to check around offshore right now and see if what odds I can get there, since I just jinked this over at FanDuel. You know, Virginia is vulnerable, but you look at the group that they're in, and man, if Virginia can't get to the Final Four this year, then they'll never do it. Then they'll never do it. Like, honestly, they get the winner of Ole Miss and Oklahoma. Ooh. They get Wisconsin, Oregon, K-State, or Irvine. As you mentioned, Villanova, the defending champions, never an easy team to play. They're always a tough team to play against, Villanova, but they're not quite the Nova of past years. Everyone's hyping up this Purdue team, and I'm not really buying in.
I'm not buying into this.
Ooh, Purdue's going to go to the Final Four. Purdue, why?
What did Purdue do?
Blow.
I agree. And I'll tell you something. I used to bet on Purdue in the tournament, and year after year, I'll tell you guys
they're
something. Don't bet on Purdue. They'll let you down. Yeah, you think
they might lose to Old Dominion. Like, seriously.
I got to be honest with you.
They might lose to Old Dominion, right, in the first
might.
Game. I'll buy Purdue.
Points. I'll take the points. You're right, man. Like, I don't understand. Like, these guys, when I watched the selection show, that was the one thing that stood out to me. I'm like, why are they giving so much love to Purdue? They're an average team in the Big Ten. They've done nothing. Like, I think their seeding is way too high. I'm with you, man. Like, I think the books, the people, the prognosticators are giving way too much respect to those guys. I'll fade them. I have no faith in Purdue.
Yeah, so Purdue would play the winner of Villanova and St. Mary's, which first team to score 32 points wins that game.
Yeah. Keep digging.
God, you know I like to bet on overs, Cam, but even me. Man,
no,
I'm
don't.
Thinking,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
This is 52-50s type stuff. We're talking about two of the slowest paces in college basketball, bro. Like, they walk the ball up the court, these teams. They milk it. They walk it up. It's like There ain't no way in hell. I think it's 131 points. I'll double check. I'm looking at a bracket, not the odds right now, but I think it's 131 points that game. They're not getting to 131 points. And really, dude, I would bet you over 372. You know me, man. Remember with the hockey. I always bet unders in the playoffs. I remember somebody sent me a tweet. They said, Redson, you bet the under of a 0.5 hockey game. But this game, now I've got, I'm trying to, I don't want to rush to anything. So I'm going to have some more picks tomorrow and then official on Wednesday. I'm going to go to the book. So I'm looking at the futures here, Cam, and I'm looking at this group out west. And I like Gonzaga. Gonzaga is the real deal. I think Gonzaga can go to the national title game. But if it's not Gonzaga in that group, look at it. It's going to be Michigan. Or Texas Tech. Now, the thing is, this is in my opinion. So, look, you got Michigan versus Montana. Michigan beats Montana. Nevada, Florida, that's an interesting game, Cam. Nevada suck, right? They're way
Nevada
overrated.
Could lose.
All
I
they
agree.
Do is
Florida
shoot
could
threes.
Win that game.
But Florida are iffy. I don't trust Florida. Even though I was on Florida on Friday, guys, I don't really trust the Gators. They're not that good. They try hard. They will themselves to victory, but they're just not that talented, the Gators, for some reason. So either way, I think Michigan beats. Would you agree, Nevada or Florida?
Michigan's better than both those teams. I think actually losing to Michigan State in the Big Ten championship game is going to fuel their fire. John Beilein is a great coach. We've talked about it before. His pedigree, he's taken way less talented teams. Like when his son, Beilein and Hair Bear and Pitsnoggle, I remember those old West Virginia teams were not even close to the talent level of Michigan, and he's taken those teams deep. He's a tournament coach. They'll be ready to play. I think Michigan can beat any of those teams, Gabe. That's the thing. Like, they're not getting any respect, too. Losing that game to Sparty, it might have pissed them off at the time. I think down the line, it's going to fuel a fire under their asses, and they're going to come in with a chip on their shoulders. They're pissed.
Yeah, no, it's a good point that you raised, actually. And you know what? It's probably a good thing. Not a bad thing they lost. Doesn't matter. Michigan won that Big Ten tournament 2 years in a row. Who cares? Yeah, no one remembers that stuff.
Yep.
They lost, and you're right. Number one, it pisses them off going into the tournament, focuses them. Says, we got to do better. We can't blow leads. Like, it does. It's like the last wake-up call for real. Because Michigan weren't in control that game. But they just choke all the time against Michigan State. It's frustrating. And number two, the odds fell. Right? Now Michigan's 22-1. Last week they were 16-1. They're not like that much worse suddenly, Cam. You know what I mean? Ooh, they lost to Michigan State by 2 points or whatever. And a horrible call at the end of the game. Should have been a foul. Should have been a foul there. But what I'm seeing here, Cam, is so look, you got Michigan, Michigan, Montana, you got Nevada, Florida, they get the winner. Michigan, Florida, Michigan, Nevada. I think either way, Michigan gets through. It won't be easy, but they're going to get through. Above them, you got Texas Tech, Northern Kentucky. Texas Tech's going to beat Northern Kentucky. You got Buffalo versus the winner of Arizona State, St. John's. Buffalo versus St. John's would be fun. Like the kids from
that
Buffalo versus the kids from New York. It's not going to happen because Arizona State is easily going to beat St. John's. That's like my lock of the week, bro. I'm telling you. ASU, there's no way in hell St. John's can keep up with ASU. They can't score. I saw them. They can't shoot.
Can you believe we talked about this before, too? And I basically said the same thing to you, and I can't believe it's came through. We said Arizona State will probably be in that play-in game and then win a couple games.
Yeah.
Well, they got in the play-in game. We'll see if it holds
through. I also said St. John's would be in the play-in game, too.
Yeah,
I'm not
exactly.
Surprised.
We nailed them all.
And every freaking year since they started this play-in game, a team that won the play-in game has won at least one game after. And a couple of them made it to the Final Four, like Elite Eight. Crazy.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game time decisions continues. throwing it down in our Weehawken studios. I saw Lisa say she can't help but think of Sully. Of course, Captain Sully. I've never seen that movie, actually, in which, of course, he landed the plane in the Hudson. I would have seen it if it would have happened, Cam. It happened, like, right here. It was, like, a little bit further down in Hoboken, actually. And I don't know why it cracked me up so much, but once I was standing in Hoboken with Mike Cardano outside of a bank, we're standing there. we're not saying anything. And he just looks over at me and he goes, you know, he points over. He goes, that's where Sully saved that plane, right there. For some reason, I was like, it just cracked me up. And Chris Pavona actually saw it happen live. Like, he saw the plane go down. And he was like, oh, dear God. Like, he said it was, like, horrifying to watch, like, to see. It really would be. Just for the record, I believe we got Mike Blewett here right now.
Yeah.
Stepping up in it. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, what's up, guys? So the one thing I'd say about that movie, Gabe, is that it's a pretty easy watch because unlike most, a lot of interminable Hollywood epic movies, that one's like one of your 80 to 90 minute, you can get in and out pretty easy. You don't have to clear your schedule. It's a pretty easy watch. It's a good movie. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, you know
surprising.
What? Tom Hanks, he's perfect for that, isn't he, Cam?
He was good.
Oh, yeah.
He was really
great
good.
Call Moretti. Tom Hanks is the perfect guy for like any type of movie. Like you just put him in there and just say, that's the guy. Good call. Good call.
Very few people dislike Tom Hanks. You know what I mean? No one's like, oh, I'm Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah, whatever. He's good, Tom Hanks. I like that movie.
Well, and I think Sully became such a likable public figure too, Gabe, that they had to match up somebody that was equally likable.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a good call. It's a good call. Sully did a good job. So Sully did a good job. And you know what's funny about that? I don't know if you remember this, Cam, but you and I were actually on a plane going to Las Vegas the day that people settled with the airline. I was literally, Mike, you can't make this up. So me and Cam were like, we're on the plane and I'm reading a newspaper and I see the story. I'm like, $5,000 each. I'm like, as if. I'm like, I wouldn't settle for $5,000. Basically, everyone on the plane, like, it took the $5,000. Oh, thank you for saving us, Mr. Sully. And I didn't want to be a jerk, but I'd say, listen, you guys are the ones that put me in the Hudson in the first place, all right? So
excellent point. More money.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Sully did a great job. It's not his fault you hit a bunch of Canadian geese. Damn Canada. So you hit a bunch of Canadian geese. That's what it was. It was a pack of geese, Cam. And
Yeah.
So 5,000.
They do a lot of culling of the geese community around here, but there's only so much you can do.
Yeah. You know what's crazy, perfect. Actually? Yeah, right behind me, you can't make it up. There's actually two geese. They hang around at the at the ferry terminal.
Yeah.
But like they geese. Walk around outside. Like they eat the grass. There's like two of them. They hang out together all the time, man. They're big.
There's a misconception
too. Like,
yeah, and they're mean. Geese are mean. Yeah, like I've been on the golf course,
birds.
Mike. Like that's the thing. Like I remember, I hit one right in the middle of the fairway, and there's a geese convention. That they hiss like snakes. Like people think geese are fun, man. They'll bite your finger off and stuff. Like don't be petting a
swans and geese.
Canadian geese
swans
are jerks.
Geese get huge passes. Swans too, nasty birds.
Yeah, swans got a bad attitude too. You're right. Everyone thinks they're all pretty and
huge
nice.
Chip on
they're
their
horrible.
Necks.
Yeah.
It's true.
Angry.
These two
angry birds.
These two geese are hanging out in like the middle of Manhattan and no one messes with the man. Like they go,
yeah,
you're right,
they're
Ken.
Tough.
Like you walk by and the male geese looks at you as you walk by, like, what are you looking at? Like
they're not afraid of humans. Like they want to pick a fight with you. Like you're the problem. Like they're high, like they no, they're weird. I don't know what it is. Like they just the geese
Gabe,
are really
you just brought
tough.
Up a great
like,
point. You just brought a great point. As tough as rough and tumble and as hardened as New York City residents and commuters are, if you throw an actual wild animal in the middle of a crowd of them, they will run for the hills. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. You throw a nasty goose in the middle of the Times Square, people will run for their lives.
You know what, man? There's a video. I hated it. I didn't like the video. I saw it. So right behind me, guys, here, that's Hudson Yards. So those big towers and stuff, they're being finished now. And on top, it's actually going to be the largest, that tallest building right there. It's going to be the highest observation deck in the world. Okay? So, and I don't know if you can see, but there's like a weird sort of cherry honeycomb metal thing there. Have you seen that thing, Mike? Yeah. They call it the vessel?
Yeah.
On the right?
Like the new school art? It's hard to see. It's a little too dark to see. Cam, there's like some weird like art. It costs $200 million. $200 million for like that piece of metal. And it's a staircase to nowhere. It's a staircase to nowhere.
Stairway to nowhere.
Like, no, it's really, it's cool looking, but like you walk up, but it doesn't go anywhere. It just keeps like going up and like and up and up. So it's really like a staircase to heaven, right? So I just read today, this morning, is $200 million just for that alone, piece of art. So I was reading about how if you take a picture there, they own it. Like, nice. They own you. Like, basically, like, it's, I was reading about this copyright privacy thing. But so there was a bunch of videos. People are like, oh, Hudson Yards opened, and it's not finished yet, so I don't know how it's open. But it's actually like a $28 billion project. It's the biggest, most expensive real estate project in the history of the world. And so I guess one of the towers is open for business as office space or whatever. And there's people walking the stairway to nowhere now and stuff like that. And so there's all kinds of videos online now on Twitter. And somebody said, hasn't taken Hudson, Hudson Yards is settling into to New York. Somebody has like the picture and they're all like very nice. They go down, they go down, they go down, they go down. And then there's just this big fat rat just hanging out in the middle of the sidewalk on broad daylight, rush hour. Yeah, he ain't scared, Cam. He's just sitting there doing his thing. You know what I mean? Broad daylight.
Weathered rat. Yeah, he knows. He's been around for a while. Like,
hey, it was the official opening of Hudson Yards, Mike. He had to be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those deals. I mean, $200 million, that's New York prices only, bud, though. You could get that for, like, probably 50 mil if you moved a couple hundred miles away and tried to build it.
That's actually where the New York Jets were going to build a stadium.
Oh, I know.
And, yeah, you would know.
I don't think that
would have
worked out very well, personally.
You don't think it would have worked out well?
I don't think so. I think the traffic would have been just absolutely unconscionable. Now, obviously, it would have heavily encouraged people to commute there.
No, you wouldn't have been able.
But
yeah, it would have been challenging. You could have built. There's
that would have been. I just don't think it would have worked out. And look, there would have been a million events there, and people would have ultimately figured out how to commute there. But I just think that for football purposes, people want the opportunity to tailgate and not have to go to a bar. I think people usually get into a rhythm, especially if you're a longtime Jets fan, of
tailgating
to the game. Yeah.
Tailgating is one of the most overrated things in America. Standing in a rainy parking lot,
except
for
at Bills games.
4 hours before a game.
Except for Bills games.
Yeah, Bills games, for lack of a better term, it's a shit show. Yeah, that's just different.
Those are people on benders. They're on 40, 72-hour benders, hopped up on hoop balls and Jenny lights. And, yeah, like they light
each other on
fire.
A Bills game is part Woodstock, part WrestleMania, part football game, part rock concert. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great piece. Yeah, those are the four pieces of the pie right there. Ding. Absolutely.
I remember being in the parking lot with Mike Giardeau from Buffalo. And the game, I'm going, are you going in? He's like, oh, God, no. I'm just going to watch out here. Like, they don't even go in.
No way.
Like, they watch in the parking lot. Like, they don't even go into the game. Like, it's, yeah. Like, Buffalo, they've taken it to a new level. They've taken it to a nice level. But anyways, all right. We opened up talking about Canadian geese, Sully. And hang in there, Bob. Actually, we'll get to Bob's call in the next segment here with Mike. Bob's got a bold prediction for the tournament. Speaking of the tournament, what was what's your initial reaction, Mike, to the brackets?
I mean, my initial reaction, first of all, to the teams that sort of got bumped out. The only one that I have any real sympathy for is probably UNC Greensboro. I think a team like that ripping off 28 wins, it's kind of tough. But I mean, over the years, I've gotten to the point where the field has expanded enough to 68 teams that if you put yourself in a position to potentially get cut, then there's usually legitimate reasons for it. NC State crying about it this morning.
The NC State doesn't have a case.
The worst non-conference schedule in the entire country at 353. Like, I don't have sympathy for that.
They scored 24 points in a game.
I know.
That's true. You should almost be cut because of that. I know.
No, that's the eliminator. It's like, guys, we can't put you on TV, all right? You scored 24 points in a game once this year.
Yeah. Oh, so, I mean, as far as other reactions to team specific, I mean, St. John's gets a playing game. I heard you guys talking about it. There are teams that have made runs in the tournament, significant runs.
They won't be the one to do it.
Syracuse. I don't think they will be the one to do it. But I do give a little credit to Chris Mullin, because when he first stepped into that job a few years ago, people were bashing him, and he didn't know what he was doing, and that he didn't know how to do it. He's at least gotten to the point where they finally get into the tournament. You can debate whether they got lucky or not, but they get in, he gets credit for it, and for a program that people thought was dead in the water and was never coming back, he got them to the tournament. So I give Chris Mullin a little bit of credit.
No, he did. No, he did a nice job. I'm just pissed because I caught my bet, but we'll hit the brackets and more on the other side.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Each week on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, as the Daily Roto crew breaks down the upcoming PGA tournament from a fantasy perspective. Going for the Green talks, course history, PGA betting, one and done, fantasy picks, and much more. Separate yourself from the field and go with Daily Roto this fantasy golf season on Audio Boom, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast provider. Back to you, Morenci. I wish they told me that John Rahm was going to put one in the drink and screw us out of thousands.
Day late, dollar short.
Yep,
day late.
Thanks,
Sean. Day late, dollar short, as the Masters is around the corner, as is the National Championship game. Always seemed to be like April the 4th, April the 3rd, or whatever, but yep. Sort of like the Super Bowl. I don't know what it is. I guess it started a week later than normal this year. Like, normally the tournament would have started, like, this past weekend instead of next weekend. So everything, like the national title game is April the 8th. I can't really recall, Mike, ever the title game being April the 8th before. It was always the first, like, sort of baseball.
Yeah. It's always on my birthday, April 4th, all the time.
Easter.
Yeah, it used to be when it was opening day
year.
Of baseball all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I was in San Antonio talking to you guys last year on the day of the championship game, and it was April 2nd. Maybe even April 1st.
Even earlier.
It was, you know.
I hate that crap.
It was early, and then it just got bumped all the way back.
It's like the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's ridiculous. Like,
I think you should be starting them now.
I've seen pictures, like, of, you know, memories of being a kid and stuff, Montreal Canadian parades, and you'll see, like, you know, Guy Lafleur holding cup and Stanley Cup parade, and the date will say, you know, May 23rd, Canadians celebrate Stanley Cup. Like, you know, not this, like, June 23rd stuff, May. Like, the hockey should be over at the end of May. Like, it shouldn't be in June. Like, it doesn't make sense you're playing hockey in June.
Can't go past Memorial Day in America.
That's always been a beef of mine. So, all right. So, as far as the brackets are concerned, so what are you looking at, Mike? What's your upsets or what are your picks?
I mean, I am one of the people that is probably jumping on the Belmont bandwagon. I think they could rip off a couple of games here. I think that part of that bracket, it may not matter much because Duke is at the top of the bracket. But I think that Eastern bracket, the lower part of it, like if you've got a Belmont-Yale game to go to the Sweet 16, I don't think that would shock me all that much. I think that part of that bracket can get, really get blown up. Now, Michigan State looms there to potentially play Duke, but I think you're going to see a lot of upsets in that area there. Belmont, Yale, I think Murray, the 5-12 that you always look at, it's not just because Ja Morant is there, but the way Marquette has played down the stretch has been so erratic. I think people are going to really jump on Murray State as a 12-5 upset. I think those are a couple of things that jump out to me right away.
Last year, Gabe, I've learned that the team that's actually cold, as crazy as it sounds, sorry to interrupt, buddy, but the team that's actually cold is the team. Mike, I've learned in this tournament, all the guys at the hot team, after the selection show and after the break, it's all the ones that when they rip on the bad conference, they're the conference that survives. I'm not falling for it. I'm not listening to any of the pundits. These cold teams like Marquette, I think actually they're going to win a few games. That's the way I look at it. It's almost like a rebirth to them, kind of like going from a bad season into the conference tournament. The hot teams seem to lose their momentum when the tournament starts. That's my take.
So that might be good for Gonzaga and Houston, who both got bounced in their conference tournament.
I like both teams.
I think it does. And look, it didn't hurt that Gonzaga got bounced. They're still a one seed. I guess you could argue what one seed they were. But, you know, we talked about it this morning. The actual one seeds rarely win, actually, for some reason. They've been doing this since 2004, and only three overall one seeds have won. So that's a bad omen for Duke. Now, as far as the 12-5, at least one 12 seed has upset a number 5 seed in the first round of the NCAA tournament in 29 of the last 34 years. And it's rare that it doesn't happen at all, yet it happened last year, guys, where the 5s, and everybody jumped on this, of course, and the 5s were actually 4-0. every 12 got bounced. With one push. So last year, the 12 seeds were 0-4 straight up, 0-3-1 against the spread. Yet, since 2009, so going back the last 10 years, the 12 seeds are 23-14-3 against the spread, including 22-8-3 against the spread if they're playing a team not coming off a straight up ATS win, which would really put Murray State in a nice spot against Marquette. But I do agree with what you're saying, Cam. It is true. We've seen this in the past. I agree. It's true. I remember Michigan winning, and we're going back a ways, but when Michigan won the title in 1989, we underachieved all year pretty much. Yep. You know, they got hot in the tournament. Correct. Glenn Rice got hot, and we've seen this with UConn before, Cam. UConn have had average seasons.
Exactly.
They get hot in the tournament. You're right. Like
Syracuse went in Houston.
They were horrible, right?
Syracuse got to the Final Four, and they were in a play-in game that year, and they were terrible. People banged on them for making the tournament. And they got all the way to the Final Four.
Great point, Mike. It's true.
No, I agree. And we brought it up earlier. So, guys, every year since they've had this play-in game, every year, at least one team has gone on to win the next game. Some of them have gone to the Final Four. Syracuse, VCU, I think, went to the Elite Eight. It's a pattern. It consistently happens every year. So which team is it going to be? It's not going to be those 16 seeds, the Central versus whoever the hell are. It's North Dakota State and Central, you know, Carolina. It's not going to be them. If Fairleigh Dickinson can shoot threes, they're an exciting team, and I think they'll win that game against Prairie, but it ain't going to be them. So basically, is it Temple?
Belmont.
Is it Belmont?
Belmont or
is
Temple,
it St. John's or Arizona State? I think it could be Arizona
State.
Little Hurley magic, guys. Hurley.
Yeah, it could be. But I'm going to go with Belmont. I think they have the ability to beat Temple. They're playing a Maryland team, which isn't that impressive. I think the other teams in that little mini bracket there are LSU, who's a mess for obvious reasons, and then Yale, who could conceivably pull off the upset against LSU. But if you pitted Belmont against Temple and then Maryland and then Yale or a funky LSU team, I mean, they could rip off a few games.
Yeah, people are in love with Belmont. Are they going to beat? Are they going to beat Maryland? Well, they could.
I'll give them a shot.
I'm not overly in love. People are asking, well, what about the upsets? Upsets. So listen, 12 fives. They're not really massive upsets. Look, look at Oregon and Wisconsin, Cam. What's the point spread now? It's like a pick 'em or something.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So like 12-5.
Don't look at the spreads. You said it, Morenci. The bottom line for this stuff is I gotta train my brain. Don't look at 12-5, whatever. Look at the spreads.
Yeah.
Look what Vegas, right. New Jersey, what these guys are doing, line movement, when too many sides. This is the ultimate bet tournament where I definitely want to be on the side of New Jersey and Vegas. When I see consensus numbers that are way too big or too good, something too good to be true, I will go the other way. And if it doesn't work sometimes, it'll work, I'm thinking, 70% of the time. And that's what we're going to do. I've done it before. Sometimes, Gabe, you fall into these traps in the tournaments. I think sometimes your instincts are right, but we tend to – you see those numbers, and it gets you out of what you're really thinking, you know what? That team, like Wisconsin, Oregon, yeah, like Oregon's hot, man. They destroyed Washington in that tournament. I'm a little bit worried, though. Like if the tournament started today, I'd like Oregon. Now they got time to sit, relax, think about the things that they've done.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. I think Oregon, I'm a big – Dana Altman's a great coach, another good tournament coach. I think the Ducks are a team to watch. What my theory is coming into this, guys, this year, I really don't care what anybody says.
That's what you should be doing. I agree.
I don't care if people think I'm nuts or all this and that. You know what I mean? Oh, no, they're not. Like, I don't care. I'm going with what I think, with the teams I'm looking at, and I'm not turning back. A 12-5.
Well, Gabe, do we have our metric, though, that we used last year with the teams that fall into those seven categories? Have we done that now?
The stew, yes.
The Elite Eight elements. Yeah, tomorrow night. We're going to – tomorrow night.
I'll be listening.
I've been kicking it around myself, and it's the usual suspects, Duke, North Carolina. We'll see. Gonzaga don't meet the criteria because of the conference that they play in. Like, that's a problem. Their schedule meets the narrative, though. But we'll go over the elements actually on the show here. All right, do we still have Bob here? We promised Bob would get on here with Blewett. Bob!
What's up, Bob? I got a big upset. I told Kate this morning. I got VT taking out Duke in the third round.
Virginia Tech, they're going to take out Duke.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And why do you tell them
who's
going to win the tournament, Bob?
Syracuse is going to win it all. Syracuse is going to win it all.
All right. Good call, Bob. Good call, Bob.
That's my guess. Hey, Mike Blewett, you screwed me up on a few picks in the football this year, too, Remember
you
got
to be nicer to me, Bob.
I'm nice.
You
got to
be nicer, then you get the good
thing.
I'm kidding.
Hey,
kidding.
Well, listen. I like, listen, Bob got balls.
Virginia Tech got balls. Duke this year. They did beat Duke.
Yeah, he's taking Syracuse. He's not taking an easy way out.
My way out.
I appreciate him going for it.
Cam.
I like
it. Bob.
Cam, so you got to pick an upset somewhere. Everybody
picks
Duke. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You remind me, you ever see the Teenage Witch, Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Yeah, do you ever see the cat?
No, the guy who does the voice on the cat.
He's on Kings of Queens, too.
He's on that show, too. The big, chunky redhead guy. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Pat Oswalt. That's who you remind me of. A little bit. Yeah.
The guy in the movie, The Fan.
Hey, Gabe, is this every night you're doing this? You calling every night? Every year?
Yeah, we're
going to
be on every weekday, Bob, at 4 o'clock.
Every day. 4 to 7, Bob.
Oh, this is awesome. I like this. This is awesome. I like it. You guys are
good stuff,
awesome.
Bob. We appreciate it.
Yes, I like you.
Yeah, we'll get the word out. Now we're on video. And,
definitely run my mouth for that.
Yeah, good stuff,
Bob. I got a big mouth. I get
Syracuse.
I'll spread it all over the world.
That's balls. Syracuse.
You guys
That's
are
balls.
Awesome.
Syracuse.
Yeah, well,
thanks,
that's
Bob.
My team. They have a good defense, the 2-3 defense, the 2-3.
I'll tell you right now, Bob. I'll tell you right now. My money will be on Syracuse to beat Baylor on Thursday night.
Oh, yes, I agree.
Syracuse will beat Baylor.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and they're going to run it all the way. And they're going to beat Gonzaga, too.
That's not going to happen. It's going to be Gonzaga versus Syracuse. I think Gonzaga.
They can't get past the zone. They can't beat the zone.
I think they can. They can shoot the three, Gonzaga. Thanks, Bob. Bob in Vermont. And, you know, what about the Catamounts, too? No love for the home state? Getting 10.5 against FSU?
I like FSU to do some damage, Gabe. I think they're a very scary team, but I just don't like the matchup versus Vermont. I was looking at the thing. I go, that's the worst matchup for them in an opening round game. I believe in Florida State's athleticism, but you saw versus Duke. Down the stretch, they really have problems hitting big shots. Very athletic, but not the best game management team.
For the record, the Syracuse Orangemen are 160-1 to win the title.
Wow.
Yeah, 160-1. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get Mike Blewett's Final Four on the other side as we wrap up Level 1.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Yeah, the Vermont Catamounts. A shout out to the Vermont Go Cats, getting 10.5 points. You know, it's funny. I remember in the old days, it was like a massive deal. The Vermont made it to the tournament. Like, I remember it was like the first time ever I had the coach on in those days. I was on the radio in Montreal, and I think they beat Florida or something. They had a big upset, and
it was
pretty crazy. Yeah, they really built a hell of a program up. Like, now it's just constant. Yeah. It's like, all right, Vermont's in. They expect to be in now. Like, Vermont's just, they seem to be in. All right, Mike, so what do you got for us? What's your Final Four looking like, Mike?
I think I've thought since about November that the only team that's really going to beat itself, that nobody else can beat, they're going to have to beat themselves, is Duke, and they seem to have righted the ship since Zion came back. So I'm going to take Duke pretty easily to get through there. I appreciate Bob pointing out an upset there, but I think Duke is the least likely to get upset of the 4-1 seeds, at least before the Elite Eight or Final Four. So I'll take my chances with Duke. I think down at the bottom, I do think Gonzaga will be fine, but I'll take them to the Elite Eight, but getting halted by Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech playing in a way that can be interesting, a really athletic team, so I'll get them there as well.
Mike Blewett, thanks for the time, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
The Texas Tech is interesting. Texas Tech played Michigan. They would collide.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Chiefs have signed Rashad Breeland to bolster their secondary today. Good news for the Golden State Warriors and Hoops. The MRI on DeMarcus Cousins' ankle has come back clean. The 28-year-old Cousins is out for tonight's game versus the San Antonio Spurs. He is day-to-day, aren't we all? NCAA Hoop Madness right around the corner. Busy night in the association, though. Tonight we got 9 games in the NBA. We'll talk to the DFS guys
at Daily Roto to get their best DFS picks tonight. Here are the lines. Detroit -5 at Cleveland, total 210. Utah 5.5 at Washington, 227.5 your over under. Denver at Boston, Celtics laying 3.5, 221. The New York Knicks are at the Toronto Raptors. Raptors -11.5 point favorites, 213.5. Golden State 2.5 against San Antonio, 226. Miami at Oklahoma City, the Thunder laying 5.5, 211.5. New Orleans taking on Dallas, the Mavericks 5-point faves, 232.5. Chicago traveling to Phoenix, weird to see this, but the -1.5, 227. Indiana at Portland, Blazers laying 4.5. As we mentioned, Duke, UNC, Virginia, and Gonzaga, all the one seeds in the NCAA hoop tournament. And the Duke Blue Devils, the betting favorites to win it all, +200, +220. Duke is 29-5. They won the ACC tournament with 3 straight wins for their 15th conference title. Gonzaga, second choice on the tote board, 5-1. North Carolina, 6-1. Gabe has them at 14-1. I like it. My Virginia Cavaliers, the fourth choice at 8-1. I'm in on them at 20-1, but I'm not sure if they can get it done. NCAA college basketball action tonight. Quinnipiac takes on Enget. That's a 7 o'clock start. NCAA play-in games in Dayton, they start on Tuesday night. Here's how the schedule looks. Fairleigh Dickinson laying 1.5 versus Prairie View A&M. Total 149 there. And a great one at 9:10. Belmont. Smooth smoke. Belmont -3.5 versus Temple. Ooh, ooh, 155.5. Wednesday night, North Dakota State takes on NC Central. Total in this game, 135. And Arizona State, a slight 1-point favorite against St. John. Should be an interesting play-in game there. 152.5. MLB news. When the Mariners take the field at the Tokyo Dome on Wednesday, a familiar face in Seattle's lineup. M's manager Scott Service confirming Ichiro Suzuki will start versus the A's at the Tokyo Dome. Wednesday's game is the first of the 2019 regular season, and it will be followed by a second game between the two clubs on Thursday. The 45-year-old Ichiro will retire at the end of the series. He's played 27 years in pro baseball in Japan and the United States, combining for 4,367 hits, the most by any player there. As a North American player, he's appeared in 10 All-Star games, won 10 Gold Gloves, League MVP, and Rookie of the Year in 2001 as well. The Blue Jays also enforcing a clubhouse curfew for video games before the 2019 season. Fortnite. This is a real hot game, and a story today said Carlos Santana, as a member of the Phillies during a 7-game losing streak, walked into the clubhouse, saw they were playing Fortnite, and he smashed the TV. No more Fortnite for him. Hey, they said this game is done, and we'll see what happens. A lot of these teams might be going to this, a very popular game. Remember David Price as well with the Fortnite finger hurting his throwing hand there. So we'll see what happens with Fortnite. 4 games in the National Hockey League tonight. Arizona and Tampa Bay, big favorites on the board all over the place. Lightning, 286.5 is your total. Vancouver at the Chicago Blackhawks. Hawks, -246.5. Winnipeg laying 180 in Los Angeles against the Kings. Total 6 and a very good one out west. San Jose Sharks hosting Vegas. The Golden Knights there. SJ Sharkey is the favorite. -180. Over under in this hockey game, 6.5. Stick around, everybody. Gabe Morency, host is Red Heat and Rage. We're going to talk a little bit more NCAA basketball. We got the NIT tournament. We got a few NFL things to talk about, too. NBA board, the Daily Roto guys, best DFS bets, and our best bets of the night. So stick around, your phone calls and everything else. This is Red Heat and Rage Radio. I'm Cam Stewart. Back to you, Yang.
All you have to decide is what to do. The time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, back to live action, fellas. Level 2. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage, our radio. Now with video on YouTube. So we'll rock it on multiple platforms. Fantasy Sports Network radio apps. iHeart Radio for those of you in your automobiles or now all these apps work in your cars, and YouTube for all of you on the couch. So we've got everybody covered. We've got everybody covered. I was talking about a prop this morning, and this line has moved too. Son of a, this line has moved. I was going to play this also over at FanDuel. This is Duke to make the Final Four. It was -155 this morning. Now it's -185. Everything I've talked about has moved. I missed the boat on a lot of this stuff. I'm going to have to do some shopping and some comparisons here.
I'd still take it
right
at that.
Now.
I'd still take it at that, Gabe. Like, when you look at the teams and their paths, I got to believe.
They
I really like your North
bracket.
Carolina.
They sure did. Like, this is like, I've seen one seeds before that have like a one like something I look at and go, who, it's there. I looked at Duke and said, who's beating these guys? Nobody is beating them. It's not happening. If that thing stays under 220, you know what I mean? I think you could still pull the trigger there. I just see this team as too talented, too deep. Zion's back, and yeah, they have a nice run to the Final Four. Anything under 220, I still think is a good bet. I really wish you got it earlier, but I still think who's going to stop these guys? Nobody. They're going to the Final Four.
It was 155 earlier in the day. It's 185, and they really are going to the Final Four. And you know, I like to be contrarian here.
No, you can't.
But look, they're going to play VCU or UCF. They're going to win.
Crush.
They either play Mississippi State, Liberty, Virginia Tech, or St. Louis. All right, you know, walk in a park. For Duke, like basically, it's they cruise through this. They're on a collision course with Michigan State. Yeah, Michigan State could stumble along the way. Michigan State have stumbled in tournaments in past years. Yet, you know, Michigan State are good. Like they're a good team. So it wouldn't shock me. So Michigan State, Duke, but Michigan State can hang with Duke, but they won't beat Duke. They, you know, this isn't the most talented Michigan State team. They're good, but you know, I don't think they could beat Duke. You know,
plus,
they could, you know, 10 times they played them. Maybe they could beat them 3 times or something. But
I'm thinking,
in a one-game showdown,
less,
I don't think so. Yeah.
I think 10 times they'll probably beat them once. The question I have with Michigan State, too, is
I
that
think
game
it's
versus
funny you
Michigan.
Say that, Cap. Sorry.
They had a couple guys that were hurt there, too. What's going to happen with the health of the Michigan State Spartans, Gabe? Like, they were banged up in that game versus your Wolverines.
I actually think that Izzo is 1-11 against Krzyzewski. I could be wrong, but
wow.
I think he is.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Duke's going to the Final Four. At minus 155, I thought it was a great bet. That 155 is not there anymore. It's 185. I'm looking at this, and I was bringing up, so I've got to play with North Carolina, and I really do. I've done a few brackets here. Nothing official. I have a bracket pool going. I'm just going to play in one. It's $100 entry if you guys want in. All no profits made, all money share, all winner take all. So, you know, I'm looking at the bracket and stuff. And I'm looking at it, and I keep coming back to North Carolina, actually. I think North Carolina has a pretty smooth path as well.
I agree.
You know, North Carolina and Duke have never played each other before in the NCAA tournament. And I think that the committee sort of set it up for them to play in the final, or at least give them a chance. Like, Duke has an easy path, and so does North Carolina. Like, North Carolina gets Iona. After that, they get Utah State and Washington. Utah State are a load to deal with. I think Utah State will beat Washington. And Utah State will beat Washington, but North Carolina will beat Utah State. And so then you get – this is the 12-5 I think really could happen as well, Cam. New Mexico State. I think the Aggies can beat Auburn.
Oh, definitely. And everyone's
like
talking about Auburn.
Not just Cup.
Their big run in the SEC tournament. Auburn's really not that good. They got on a heater. They come back down to earth. I agree. New Mexico State.
You know what? I think New Mexico State could beat Kansas.
Yeah.
I think New Mexico State might be that little sleep to make it to the Sweet 16 this year.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Great radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart, now YouTube as well. We'll get the word out that we're on video, but the chat is banging right now and hopping. People are talking about the tournament. We got tonight's games as well. Full slate NBA games tonight. The San Antonio Spurs are red hot. Pie Man's asking about the Spurs. Spurs just they really are killing it. They really are killing it right now. We got people sending in their tweets of watching the show. Nice. Buddy's got us up on his TV. Michael, Mr. Weiss, Mr. Weissman, looking good. Looking good. All right, so I'm Morenci. Of course, you know Cam Stewart. Cam, what are you doing tonight with the games? I mentioned we got NBA. We'll get back to the tournament and the 12 fives. And we'll talk about some of the futures that I'm looking to place here. Just quickly on that, actually. So in one of the brackets here, it's the West bracket. So you have Gonzaga. And I think Gonzaga, if anyone's going to beat Duke, it'll be Gonzaga. But that'll be in the Final Four. So Gonzaga's probably going to get there. But if they don't, the winner of that Michigan... Now, Buffalo's... What do you think, Cam, about Buffalo? You got Buffalo and Texas Tech in here. That is if Buffalo Buffalo beats the winner of Arizona St. John's, which I think this Buffalo team, Cam, can overcome the curse of Buffalo. Like, we knew the football team would choke. Like, we knew they'd choke. They did. You know what I mean? You know,
true.
This basketball team, they seem to be above the Buffalo curse, Cam.
Yeah, Nate Otsuki's a good coach too, Gabe. Another thing is I like the way Buffalo wins games. When you watch them, what do? They do the things that veteran teams do. Like when Duke was down to Louisville and getting pummeled down 20 points, they came back and won that game. That's a sign of a good team. To a smaller extent, Buffalo versus Central Michigan, the chips were kicking their ass. They came back and won that game. They just blocked it down in the last 5 minutes. Game before, they were struggling too. Earlier against Toledo down, they came back and won. This Buffalo team is very resilient. It's a justified sixth seed. I hate the fact they're playing the end game, though. That's what I kind of worry about. Because I told you, like, once if Arizona State or St. John's, one of those teams is feeling good, you get a game under your belt, yeah. And then they meet a team that's hot. It's not cool for Buffalo. I actually wish Buffalo was more in the Syracuse, Baylor, Marquette, Murray State bracket, where I think that they could do some damage. Unfortunately, that's got upset city written all over it. I think Buffalo can beat either Arizona State or St. John's, but I worry about it because the game under the belt. But I think Texas Tech is the cream of the crop there. They're the team. If anybody's gonna go down to the end, I think it's them. I think Texas Tech. I think Gonzaga is not as good as the other teams, Gabe. I think your North Carolina Tar Heels are great. I think Duke is fantastic. My Virginia Cavaliers are good. They have some problems on the offensive side of the ball, lockdown defense. That's a problem in the tournament. But Gonzaga, the times of playing in that conference tournament, sure, they beat Duke, but the San Franciscos of the world, Gabe, the San Diegos and all that stuff, these other teams have played tougher conference games. It's a disservice to Gonzaga. That's why I say you got to get the hell out of that conference eventually, go to a better conference, and you know what I mean, get strong. I know they do have the best team there, but I worry about them losing to, you know, they'll probably go deep, but I could see them not going to the Final Four.
You know, a team that I think could go on a run, actually, is a team in our backyard here in the Seton Hall Pirates. Seton Hall are good. They're going to beat Wofford. Everyone's all over Wofford here. It's boom. Give me. I love Seton Hall in this game. But like you said, Seton Hall are a weird team, Cam. Yeah, but the thing is, like, they were really hot over the weekend, and now they've been off. Like, they're weird. Seton Hall could lose four in a row, but they could win four in a row. But they're tough. These kids are good. Like, Seton Hall are tough. They move the ball around. They're well coached. Like, Seton Hall are dangerous, and everyone's on this Wofford train right now. I think Seton Hall, another team too. You can't call them a sleeper, but the Houston Cougars. Houston Cougars are a three seed. If you look at like the group that they're in here, Kentucky will beat Abilene Christian. Seton Hall, Kentucky. I think Seton Hall could beat Kentucky, but I can see Kentucky winning a heartbreaker against Seton Hall. And I think Houston could beat Kentucky. I think Kentucky are a little bit overrated. I think Houston's sort of a team that could go on a little bit of a run here. But, you know, my first sort of bold prediction here, Cam, I'm going to call New Mexico State to go to the Sweet 16. New Mexico State beats Auburn, beats Kansas, goes to the Sweet 16.
I love where you're going with that because when I look at that bracket, Gabe, I look at Utah State. Sure, you're a good, gritty team. Washington, you go to the final of the Pac-12, who cares? Like, I don't think that nothing's too impressive there. Auburn, a good run in the SEC, but really, are they a good team? No, they're an average team. To be honest with you, Auburn plays more like an 8-9 rather than a 5. Kansas is a horrible 4 this year, really struggled down the stretch, and Northeastern's Northeastern, right? They're an okay team, but small conference. So I'm absolutely with you. I think New Mexico State is out of those they could beat. I don't think they're afraid of Kansas. I don't think they're afraid of Auburn, Washington, or Utah State. And what you talked about earlier, I think the Houston Cougars or Iowa State in the bottom bracket are the teams to watch. Like, that's another thing. Kentucky is a 2 seed. They're beatable this year. And I am with you 100% on the everybody talk about Wofford. Yeah, you know what? Seton Hall, bet on Wofford, everybody. If Seton Hall comes out and plays street ball the way they played over the weekend, they made us so much money. They're grinders. I love the kids. Like, I didn't even have money on the one game, and I found myself, like, standing up, yelling at the TV, going for Seton Hall. I love their style, Morenci. Wofford, they're a darling pick. Don't be surprised if Seton Hall goes in there. If they hit any type of shots, they'll kill Wofford. I'll take Seton Hall as a bet, definitely. But you're right. They're very flaky. They can kill Wofford or lose. It depends on what kind of mood they're in. They're either all in or done. Like, there's no middle ground with the Seton Hall Pirates.
Where's that game being played?
Good question. What bracket? What bracket?
Yeah, I don't know.
Midwest region.
Yeah.
Midwest region, right?
Is it Friday? I think it's Friday.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'll go to the book here, too, because I'm looking at the bracket. So
I think it's
a night game.
Okay, it's Thursday night, Cam. It's 9:40 Thursday night, 9:40 Eastern time.
That's good.
Where is it? Now, dude, Wofford are three-point favorites. Come on, man. Against the Big East team? People are sleeping on Seton Hall. People look at their record. The average casual person looks at their record and sees 20-13. They're a good team. They had a little lull in the season, but I like the way they play as well. Where's this game being played? Jacksonville, Florida.
It's kind of what I say too when I look at when Blewett was on. Marquette is playing Murray State. I think Murray State's going to be a popular dog. I don't think I'm going to go down that road. Marquette at one time.
I think they can beat him, Cam. I do. I do. I think John Morant can pull it off. Yes, I do. I do.
I think I'm going to. As I stand, I haven't made any bets like you. I'm going to definitely
take the over in that game. There'll be points in that one.
149.5. I agree. I could see total points. But the thing I like about Marquette is it's like what we talked about earlier. People down on them. Bad collapses, whatever. This is a whole new ball game. And I looked at them, and they've had leads against good teams before. I'm just saying, whatever the sleeper darling teams is from these small conferences, I'm fading them to go with the big. I think the Big East is getting a little bit of a rib job. Everyone's like, oh, ACC. Yes, the ACC is the best game. But the Big East has very competitive games. You've seen it with St. John. Like, these teams, they grind it out. They play a tough type of style. And if things go well for them in a tournament style, it's like the party of the millennium. We're going to be up to 4 o'clock in the morning. You can't beat us because they have very good athletes. I'm going to tend to, if the public goes hard on those small conference teams, I'm coming the other way with Marquette. That's the way I see it.
You know a team, Cam? I don't know if they're going to win the game outright. I wouldn't surprise me if they did, to be honest with you. I think it's going to come down to the wire. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and the number keeps coming down, man. It was 10, then it was 8.5. It was 7.5, then it was back up to 8. I'm talking about Yale and LSU. Yale's getting 7.5 in this game right now.
I think Yale can win outright. Like LSU.
I like Yale. Yeah, I think
so
Yale can hang around. I could see this game. I wanted to bet the over this one, too. It's $1.60, the highest total on the board, really, really high. It's going to be a track meet. Yale, like, aren't a typical Ivy League team to walk the ball up the court. Like, they'll push
it.
They can shoot. And the thing with Yale, Cam, they've got three guys on their team that had, you know, they're Yale. They don't send guys to the NBA that much, even though they have an NBA talented guy on their team now, ironically enough. They might have a guy that goes to the NBA. But where I'm going with this is guys don't do one and done. Like, they're a real team. Like, so you got three dudes that are, like, seniors that have been in the tournament before and, like, won a game. I forget who they upset. They upset someone in, like, 2017. Like, they've been here before. They're big dudes. They can shoot threes.
They beat Harvard down, Gabe. They look good. And they scored 87 points, I think, doing so. You're right. Don't sleep on Yale. It's a good pick.
No, Yale's going to give LSU all they can handle and maybe win the game outright. Plus 255 on the money line. Game time decision continues.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, YouTube, iHeart. I am Morenci, throwing it down in Weehawken. Raging Redhead Cam Stewart kicking it in Toronto. Toronto Raptors seem to be sitting everybody tonight. Like Serge Ibaka's out, last game of his suspension. Kawhi Leonard not playing this evening. And I think Kyle Lowry's probably out again, Cam. I don't know. We'll get an update, actually. Drew Dinkmeyer is going to join us in the 6 o'clock hour for you NBA DFS players out there. It doesn't get better than Drew. So, Dinkmeyer, a lot of injuries tonight. A lot of dudes that are, like, for fantasy purposes, it's an interesting night tonight in DFS. Like, McCollum is out for Portland. Yep. Russell Westbrook is out for Oklahoma City. Kawhi Leonard's out for the Raptors. Serge Ibaka is out for the Raptors. It looks like Kyle Lowry's out for the Raptors, which suddenly, you know, means Paul George is in play, which means Siakam is really in play. My main man, Dennis Schroeder's in play.
Schroeder.
Josh Jackson is another guy that everybody loves here tonight. So, should be an interesting DFS that night tonight. Yet, a lot of people, the sharp guys that play this, are going to be a lot of the same own type of teams here. You know what I mean? Because that's the thing. Yeah. Everyone, all the sharp guys know who the lean-on guys are. Oh, this guy's out, so now you play him, right? That's what this stuff comes down to.
Yeah, well, more along the lines is we'll let Drew Dinkmeyer do the DFS stuff and we'll listen. What about the spreads? That's what we got to look at today, Morenci. With all these stars out, maybe we'll get a better line. Some of the backup guys will play, you know, deliver. We'll see. But to your earlier point, when you're talking about the San Antonio Spurs with Pieman, that line opened up at 1 and it's up to, you know, like 2.5, whatever. So I actually might take a look at the Spurs tonight. I know it's Golden State, but got to ride the hot hand, right? That's I'm trying to find some games on the NBA board. Got a couple hockey picks, but Spurs might make the card.
All right, we'll get to the hockey here in a second. Although, you know, we'll get to the NBA. We'll get back to the NBA. Just because guys were asking about hockey earlier. Drew's going to the sports book. Some other dudes were asking about the NHL tonight. So NHL hockey. We got 4 games on tap tonight. Arizona at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay Lightning minus 290. Big chalk tonight, Cam. And I don't know, anytime you look at the last 10 games for the Tampa Bay Lightning, it's always 8-2, 9-1. Yet, the Coyotes, man, these guys are howling. Ooh, the Coyotes are howling, Cam. 7-2-1 in their last 10 games. 6 games over 500 on the season.
I'm going to tell you something, Morenci. I might make the Coyotes on my card. It seems very similar to me when Minnesota went into Tampa Bay and won a 2-0 game in Tampa Bay, shit the bed. They didn't play anybody. I'm thinking that it's going to be the same type. They're so ahead of everybody else. Like, I worry if these guys just sleepwalk, Arizona can go in there. I'm definitely going to take them at +1.5, plus money. I think they can win the game. I might be doing the Coyote three-step tonight. +1.5, plus a half puck regulation with a sprinkle of +240, 250 on the money line. Oh, let's get it, friend.
I want to take the under 6.5, but the Lightning just score so much.
They do. But I like
you got balls. I think you got balls.
But think about it. That's the same.
No, I'm not saying to take it. I'm just stating what the record is, how they're playing.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying I like your under because I think sometimes in these games, like Minnesota shut these guys down. Who's to say that Arizona can't? Like, I could see like this being like a 3-2 hockey game with Tampa Bay maybe squeaking out a win for the hometown fans when they decide to try at the end of the game. I think it's a very, very, very dangerous spot to lay 300 with Tampa Bay. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I can't disagree. Arizona at +230. 6.5. Vancouver Canucks and Chicago Blackhawks. Blackhawks -240, Cam. Wow. Vancouver Canucks +200. That total's also 6.5. Can you talk me into taking the Vancouver Canucks here? Should the Blackhawks be this big of favorites?
They shouldn't. I looked at Vancouver. The only reason I'm not going to take Vancouver, Gabe, was what they did yesterday. They played a game where they beat Dallas. They got it done. They were up 2-0. Dallas tied it. Vancouver won in a shootout. I got to say, Chicago at home is the play. I would not I would not bet it at that. I either have to take Chicago in a parlay or Chicago in regulation. I can't lay 240 with these guys. But I'll tell you, Vancouver's in a bad spot tonight. I see basically a Chicago, like a 5-2, 5-3 win for the Blackhawks tonight.
Game on the West Coast tonight, SJ Sharkey.
Man, that's what I'm going to. I got to go with the Knights. Us. That's the one, Gabe.
Plus 160.
We're bringing out the sword with the Knights tonight. We got to do it, man. Like, I don't care if SJ Sharkey wins this game at $180. You're getting the Vegas Golden Knights in what could be a playoff preview because the NHL's playoff is so stupid. These guys, I'm telling you, watch out. Vegas, plus 160. And another thing, Gabe, I think Subban played the other night, so you get Fleury. San Jose's still banged up, too. You got to give me the Vegas Golden Knights. It'll be a tight game. You got to take a dog. If they win, it's a great bet. I think it's going to be tight. It's too much value for me to pass up. Vegas, buddy. We're in. All in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. The number's just too – it's too – I don't understand why. You know, the crazy. Las Vegas Golden Knights, guys, they're 8-2 in the last 10 hockey games.
I know. You know, they beat the Oilers last night.
Sharks are good, but
they're not that good.
Winnipeg Jets. Winnipeg Jets are at the Los Angeles Kings. Jets always screw me, man. Jets are minus 175 road favorites.
I think the Jets win tonight. The Kings are basically a train wreck. They played decent against Florida, though. Florida won that game late. The Jets are one of those teams at home. They've been trying to entertain a little bit too much for the fans. I think getting them out, you get a better price. I don't want to lay 180, Gabe, but I think the Jets do get it done. Maybe a parlay with Chicago, and I'll take Vegas individually. But the Jets should win that game. I'm thinking 4-2 for the Jets, 4-2, 5-2.
Normally, I don't like the puck line to plus 1.5 laying juice, but Vegas is minus 155 plus a puck and a half.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
If they manage to lose, I think it would be by one goal only. I like that at 155. That's sort of a cutoff that I'll lay on it. 155 is not bad, actually. For a goal and a half here?
Game goes to overtime. You win. I like that plus goal and a half.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's what I'm going to do. That's, all right, let's go to Big Cat. Big Cat.
Big Cat. Meow.
What's up, Big Cat?
Cat.
I love the new set. Congratulations, guys.
Hey, you're like Cam's. That's a great Maple Leaf goalie mask he has posted.
Yeah,
I'm
no, what those posters cost, Gabe? $13 for two.
You know, don't give it away. Like you're set provided by Walmart.
I shop the kids department at Walmart.
Hey, Cam, I was going to ask you what that little black and white picture is underneath the Maple Leaf mask.
Oh, it's actually a picture. Good call, Big Cat. It's a picture that I took in Yellowknife of my buddy skateboarding off a roof. I entered like the Manitoba Photo Awards. I was just a photographer, and I won a bronze medal for that sports photography there when I lived up in Yellowknife. It's my buddy jumping off a roof on a skateboard.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Anyway,
work,
it's there.
Cam.
Thanks, Big Cat. I had to put something up. Yeah, my girlfriend's like, I think there's you got a white spot at the bottom, so. I didn't want to put any other pictures up there, but Gabe inspired me with his good luck. He's like, Cam, go and get some damn posters. I have an old Budweiser NFL poster with the teams, but it's got a huge rip in it. So I just had to go to Walmart and get some stuff for the room, Big Cat.
Anyways, back here's my picks for the tournament, guys. I got Duke playing Gonzaga on the left side in the Final Four. I've got Virginia playing Houston on the other side.
Ooh, I like that.
I've got Duke,
cat.
Virginia going to the final.
Ooh, Duke.
Wow.
That would be great for me.
Yeah. That would be great for me. I can hedge
hey,
out.
I'll tell you what. Virginia do have a decent path. Like, they're imperfect, Virginia. And, you know, they always seem to stumble at one time or another. They haven't been back to the Final Four in a hell of a long time, man. I think 2004 it was. But you look, they get Gardner Webb. They get the winner of Ole Miss, Oklahoma. They only have to deal with Wisconsin, Oregon, K-State, or UC Irvine. They get out of that. Villanova and these guys aren't as good as they were. Purdue are overrated. Cincinnati, Iowa, Tennessee, Colgate. They're really, and I said it off the top of the show, Big Cat, there really is no reason for Virginia not to make it to the Final Four this year.
I think realistically, Gabe, you're 14-1 on North Carolina is a steal of a deal. I mean, I got Houston playing them in a bit of an upset game, but realistically, North Carolina should be the team they're advancing on. But at 14-1, you got the proper play, that's for sure.
Yeah, Houston, not I like bad, Houston actually. Too. Yeah, great pick, Gabe. That's the thing you could do with that 14-1 too. They get to a region where
you could start to have some fun. Then you put some significant cake on it too. So if you need to slam 500 on another game or whatever, you have the ammunition to do so.
I think for early Houston games Dodge. In the tournament, wow. Texas Tech, Gonzaga, teams that got knocked out in their late games in their conference play are going to be awfully tough, and I expect all those teams to cover their numbers, whatever they may be. What do you guys think?
I like that angle a lot. The angle I'm playing, Big Cat, is disappointments in their conference tournament, which you said, and teams that the media said are suck, like the Marquettes of the world. The teams to come in cold usually turn it around hot. We talk about Syracuse and their run before. Oh, Syracuse shouldn't even be in the tournament. Yeah, next thing you know, they're in the Final Four. It happens all the time with the prognosticators. And whatever dog they love that Gabe was talking about, like Wofford or one of these darlings, I fade them. That's kind of the way we're going to attack the early games of the tournament.
Hey, Gabe, I was looking at a Florida-Nevada game. I'm thinking Florida's the team to play here. I just don't like the way Nevada was playing going into the tournament, losing to San Diego State. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, Nevada are a very flawed team. But ultimately, I don't think Florida's going to be able to keep up offensively with them. But, you know, it's a tough game. I don't trust Nevada, actually. Florida's going to be able to out-rebound these guys. Nevada's going to get killed on the glass. They're so reliant on their three ball, which is – and where is this game being played? This game is in Des Moines, Iowa. Not a good spot, actually, for...
Just a quick three-game parlay tonight, you guys. Quinnipiac, plus 5.5 with Vegas on the money line, plus 140. And Phoenix, minus 1.5 in the Scalper's Nightmare against Chicago. Have a good day, guys.
Big luck, Big Cat.
Later, Big Cat.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
Oh, you're fixated on your college basketball brackets. NFL teams are focusing on the 2000 NFL draft. And for serious fantasy football players, it's never too early to start preparing for the 2019 season. Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football pool you play in. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. Back to you, Gabe.
Well done, Cam. This is something that never really ends well. This isn't a sentence that you really want to say too many times. But I actually like the Phoenix Suns tonight.
Yeah. I was looking at the Suns. Why not? It's the Bulls. The Suns are at home. Only laying, what are you laying, Gabe? A 1.5, 2? Come on.
120 on the money line. 120.
Wow, yeah. I was actually looking at Phoenix, too. I told you I was thinking about San Antonio. Anything else that caught your fancy?
Here comes the sun.
The sun. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Yeah. You're betting the Suns. It's all right. Doo-doo-doo.
I also think it's a high-scoring game.
Yeah,
should be a track.
Yeah, well,
should be a track meet.
Two teams that are out of it with no defense, you're absolutely right. It's like in those hockey games where teams don't give a shit after a while. It's like, okay, you know what I mean? We're not going to play any defense. We got Shinny. So I'm with you. I would agree with the over in that play. I'm also looking for something else in the NBA tonight. It's a tough kind of – for a big card game, nothing really screams at you, though, right? It's kind of like, I don't know. This looks good, but – not really pulling the trigger on anything. Is what else are you looking at tonight? I know
I got
through
a
hockey.
Few spots. I got a few spots here. This is you know, you're gonna like my style tonight because you like taking the underdogs too. The Washington Wizards getting 5.5 tonight on their home floor against the Utah Jazz. The Wizards, they haven't given up, and there's a big perception that the Wizards are terrible and everyone's hurt and they've quit, and they really haven't quit. Bradley Beal is killing it right now, all right? Like, the guy has scored 40-plus points in two consecutive games. He's going off, and they're 6-4 straight up in their last 10. Yet they're 8-2, a very robust Cam, 8-2 against the spread.
Robust.
Yeah, you've got Utah Jazz coming in here. It's a little much to be laying on the road, I think. I think Washington, this game's going to come down to the wire. I'd be surprised if Washington gets blown out. And I also love the fact that I'm looking that 61% of the consensus is on the Utah Jazz tonight. Got to love that, Cam. Only 39%. Sign me up with the 39%ers. Give me the win.
You're right.
Plus the
you
points.
Said you would. You said I would like what you're doing. I love what you're doing. I'm just looking at this board again, and the only thing that I'm looking at, like the home dog perspective, I agree with you. Utah, to me, could be very flaky. We've seen them before, Gabe, as 8-point favorites losing outright. For them to go and having to win a game by 6 to cover, sure, it can't happen. They're favored for a reason, but you're right. Washington is battling. Another thing is, yeah, what about this? What about the total in this game? Washington could score with the best of them. It's, 227? I think the Wizards can get into the, 115, 120 area and get it done. I'm with you. I actually like the Wizards in this spot. I might take a shot on the money line. It might be a dog Monday night, Gabe, heading into the NIT and the NCAA play-in games, a whole kennel of pooches.
Well, you know what? And I've got another one here, actually. This one's Paul's. Pacers plus 4.
Pacers plus four. That would have made the list, too. That's probably in the 3 or 4 hole. The three things that I looked at earlier were Spurs plus 2, Pacers plus 4. I like your Washington pick. I think if you ride the dogs tonight in the NBA, Gabe, you're going to be very happy at the end of the night. They're not going to be very popular picks, too, because they're short lines. People are thinking, yeah, you know, Portland can win that game. Yeah, they might squeak out a win, but for them to win by more with the injuries that they have, too, the Pacers are gritty, and they're not getting a lot of respect on the road. I actually love where you're going with the NBA tonight.
Yeah, no, we got some, we're all about the dogs tonight. Vegas Golden Knights, Washington Wizards,
Arizona
Pacers.
I'm taking it hockey. You're right. We're going to make this the dog kennel
Phoenix
night,
Suns.
Man. Dog catchers. Loose. Yeah, right. I love
the
it.
The only one is Quinnipiac. And what's the number for that game?
5. They're dogs. They're dogs, too, are they not? Engit's favored in that game. Let's double check there, but I'm almost positive. Yeah, it's got CIT line. CIT, yep. Engit, New Jersey Tech, -5. Money line. Engit, -235. Quinnipiac, +195. Total. 147 flat. Yep. Quinnipiac's getting 5. They're getting
wow.
5.
On wow, my book, really? 5.5 now, I see. At the green book, 5.5.
Oh, really? And that's funny. That's where you shop. So that's an extra half point. Get that hook.
Total's 147.5. Should be some points in this game, actually.
Yeah. Are you betting against Engit just out of spite and hatred?
No.
At disappointment?
No. I got nothing against these guys. The dude on Quinnipiac, Cam. Like I said, they got
stud.
This. Yeah, it's what's his name? Cameron Young. My bad, Chris Young. Cameron Young.
Yeah, it's Cameron. That's right, Cameron Young. That's
Cam.
Correct.
Yeah, it's like Cam Johnson on North Carolina. Cam yep. Young. Yeah, he averages 23.3 points per game, this kid. Like, he's gone off this year. Listen to this. This is for college, Cam. He scored 33 against Monmouth, all right, in their tournament game. Yep. 33 against Monmouth. The night after he scored 55 against Siena, he dropped 30, 25, 26, 16, 33, 24, 25. And the kid's a pure scorer, I'll tell you. What is it? The Highlanders, New Jersey, they struggled down the stretch. Like, I think they're like 3-7 in their last 10 games. Let me double check. And I believe they are. Let's see what happened. All right. So they haven't played each other because they're not in the same conference. Yeah. Look at it. Engine here. They've won 4 games out of their last 10. Their last game, they got drilled by Lipsicum by 23. I just, I'm looking here at the total even. Quinnipiac playing some higher scoring games.
Yeah, high total, 147. That's high for a game like this.
I'm not going to mess with it. It's too high for a low tier game like this. But give me the points. And I'm thinking money line, Cam, tonight. I'm thinking money line with Quinnipiac.
You know what I've learned about these lower tier games, Gabe, the NIT tournament and the CIT? When you win a game, you win it outright. We've seen 11-point dogs, 14-point dogs. What is the team like? Oh, my God, we're in this tournament. If you take a bad mental approach to it instead of let's just, you know, end things with a bang, guys, let's rock and roll and try to salvage something. Some teams are like, screw this crap, man. I can't believe we didn't get in the NCAA tournament. We're in this tournament. And this is CIT, College Insider tournament, CIT time. So, you know what I mean? It's hard to gauge motivation, but, you know, I'm with you. I think if you take the points with the dog, you have to sprinkle on the money line. You're getting 2-1, plus 195, 200. Sure you can. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. See, plus 190 right now. Yeah, you almost got to split it up. You're right. Just split it up.
That's what I do.
And a half. Yeah.
Yeah, I do that with hockey bets a lot. Like, you know what I mean? You don't want to take that dog. And look what happened last night. A perfect example. Every single game went to either overtime or a shootout, right? Other than the Colorado-New Jersey game. I'm sick and tired of dealing with this stuff. You take a nice, juicy dog. Either, hey, sometimes you're going to win, you're going to lose. But splitting it up, getting the plus half puck or the, you know, and you do that with basketball. You take the dog with the 5.5, little sprinkle on the money line, or go 60%, 40, or 50-50, whoever you want to do it. But splitting units at that price, I think, is the way to go.
This is why this week specifically I need a couple options, Cam, because, I'm looking at the FanDuel Sportsbook. They don't have this game tonight. They don't have New Jersey Institute of Technology in Quinnipiac because the game's in Newark, right? The game's, near the book. The game's in Newark. It's New Jersey.
That's why we're inputting.
Tomorrow night, Fairleigh Dickinson, not on the board.
No, you can't bet Fairleigh Dickinson games. You can't bet Engine games. You can't bet Seton Hall games.
Seton Hall.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. I know. That's specific. I got to keep the account, for the it's the New Jersey account.
That's basically what it comes down to. We should just call it the New Jersey book. That's right. Every game you have, you can bet anything anywhere except for the New Jersey games. But these are games, there's New Jersey teams involved in this stuff everywhere. So,
I think Fairleigh wins tomorrow, too. I think Fairleigh's going to win. And then that's going to be another game we can't bet later in the week. We'll get it. It's just different style of betting. Different style of betting. Man, I'm liking Quinnipiac a lot tonight on the money line, too. Plus 190.
Yeah. That's funny, though. So it's for the NCAA, you can't bet on New Jersey teams, but you can bet on the New Jersey Devils. You can bet it because they're advertising. It's actually hilarious how opposite it is. When I watch a New Jersey Devils game, because I got my Fire Stick, they are advertising at the book shots on goal props, over-under periods. It is the best. And Vizine, Vince saw it for the first time. He couldn't believe it. He's like, what are they doing here? Like, I can't believe these teams. Like, guys, in Canada, it's like a license to print money. And the Devils, who nobody gives a shit about, they're doing all this stuff. Like, kudos to the Devils for figuring it out, right? Their team can't win, but at least they're, they're getting people to the windows. Very, very smart.
All right, I'm just getting informed. Let's see, 9:30. Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir.
I got a new microphone on the order too. Cardano told me today. So we're all ready to rock, man. New background, Gabe. New everything. Shipment by tomorrow or the next day. It's gonna be good. So hopefully my head will look more perpendicular, less pumpkin-like.
You're looking good. Yes. You're looking good.
We do what we can do, buddy. We do what we do. Oh, my God. Did you see the story? Was there a shooting at the Bellagio?
Yes. Last night.
Oh, my God. Holy jeez. I just got an update on it. And there was another crazy thing, too. I think it was in Amsterdam. There's some guy whipped out a piece on a train or a bus. Man, this world's going like... It's crazy shit that's going on there at Morenci. It's like, and the airlines. Yeah, it is constant. You're right. It's just like, wow.
Very crazy world.
It is.
I think maybe today could have been a retaliation. That's what happens. The senseless violence, right? Like, the mosque got shot up in New Zealand.
In New Zealand, yep.
Yeah, and today they think it could have been sort of like payback a little bit. It was a Turkish international that went off on the shooting spree in Holland. So it just, you know, it's just dumb. It just goes back and forth. Our thoughts with the victims. So you talk about Las Vegas. This is a crazy story, Cam. This story in Las Vegas last night. So this is Vegas. People don't realize how crazy Vegas is. So last night in Las Vegas, basically, the police were already at the Bellagio camp. They were already there, like a bunch of them, because a 12-year-old girl was kidnapped. All right? A 12-year-old girl went to Vegas with her family on vacation and was on the internet in her room, and some guy lured her, an adult. And she went and met the guy in a casino. And the guy took her away from the casino where she at and brought her to the Bellagio. Someone said, man, I saw a young girl with this dude at the Bellagio. So the cops, it was like a big deal. Like, no one knew at the time, but the cops, like, flooded to the Bellagio at the time. And they went into the video room of the Bellagio, and they said, we want to see every camera and every angle of everywhere right now. They said, this girl's in the floor somewhere. And while they're looking for the girl, they see a guy robbing the cage in the poker room.
Unbelievable.
They saw online. So they're like, oh, shit, look, there's a robbery going on. They confronted the guy coming out. The cop got shot.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Sent the email. The picks have been sent.
Oh, wow. Already? Wow, it's quick.
Yeah.
What time's the game at? Is there an early game?
It's 5:57 right now.
Yeah, good call. I like it.
We're on top of it. And we were going to let you know, too, tomorrow morning. I see right now I just got an email from Bradley University. We've got Coach Wardle on tomorrow morning. Bradley's head coach.
15 seed playing a two. Yeah,
Bradley.
Yeah, tough matchup for Bradley, but they did a great job in their tournament too, Gabe. Really grinded out some wins late, and then they beat Northern Iowa, who was hot too. We know Northern Iowa is basically a tournament staple, so good on the Bradley Braves for getting it done. I like that. Coaches right before the tournament, always enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought the number was a little high. I get it. Michigan State are really good and stuff, but are Michigan State just going to murder these guys by 20 plus? It's a couple of bigger numbers. For tonight, we're jumping on Quinnipiac tonight, plus the 5.5, little sprinkle as well on the money line at plus 190 Quinnipiac Bobcats. Whew, wow. Some Bobcat action here tonight. We're talking NHL hockey. Drew Dinkmeyer is going to join us in about 10 minutes time for you DFS players out there. What's the deal with Kyle Lowry right now? Is he in? Is he out? Let's see. They got to play somebody tonight. I mean, Kyle Lowry.
The thing that doesn't make any sense to me is they have all these Raptors out. We'll go to the thing, but
it looks
the
like
line's
he's playing.
Gone up.
Yes, he's playing.
The line's gone up. It was 11.5. I'm seeing 12.5 out there. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
They're playing the Knicks. That's what's going on.
fair enough.
That's pretty bad. Like, basically the odds makers are aware it's the Raptors bench, like 12. They're like, yeah, we know they're all out. Like, yeah. All right, game time decisions. Red Heat Rage Radio continues. Level 3, we get into the best bets. We get into DFS. We hit the card. Drew Dinkmeyer, big man on campus, joins us.